processional hymn.
66, Theomission, verses 3, 4, and 5. Theomission, verses 3, 4, and 5. Hail the day of season rise. Hallelujah.
To our service on the Sunday after Ascension Day, when we mark our Lord's ascension into heaven, the prelude to the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith we profess. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these in your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace.
Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Mercifully grant us faith to know that, as he promised, he abides with us on earth to the end of time, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I watched then because of the noise of the arrogant words that the horn was speaking. And as I watched, the beast was put to death, and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, and their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being, coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On page 121, the traditional form of the Easter anthems. Since by man came death,
The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn 284, The Golden Gates Are Lifted Up.
Thank you. the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and I see I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of our risen and ascended Lord. Amen. Ascension Day, which occurred last Thursday, and today, the Sunday following, they mark an ending. The ending of the physical presence of Jesus on earth. But it also marks a beginning. The beginning of the disciples taking the ministry of Jesus on. The beginning, if you like, of the church. And as we consider the life of our churches, the joys, the opportunities, and yes, the challenges that face us, it is helpful to hear again from this event something of what we are to be about. Ascension Tide gives us the beginnings, the basic foundations that should undergird all our discussions together about church. Firstly, Ascension Tide emphasizes that the church begins with Jesus. The book of Acts is the second of the two-part work that begins with the Gospel according to St. Luke, both written to the otherwise unknown Theophilus. Theophilus is told that the former book, the Gospel, is about all that Jesus began to do and teach. And we note the word "began," with the implication that the story of Jesus continues in the book of Acts through the story of the church. A story that doesn't end in Acts but continues to us, to you and me today. This is the Jesus who, we are told, gave many convincing proofs that he was alive after his resurrection. This is the Jesus ascending into the cloud. A cloud often symbolizes the glory of God. So this is a powerful image of Jesus received into glory. And the church begins with an iron conviction from the disciples that Jesus is raised from the dead, that Jesus is alive, and that in the cloud of the ascension, he is exalted to the glory of God. The church begins with Jesus, which might sound an obvious thing to say, but I wonder if we are sometimes tempted to do church without Jesus, to follow our own agendas rather than his, to talk about church rather than about him, to be more, say, of a club rather than being salt and light in our society. The earliest statements of faith in the church was, Jesus is Lord. And this is where church starts, with Jesus. Secondly, Ascension Day shows us that the church begins with waiting for the Holy Spirit. Jesus says to the disciples, wait for the gift the Father has promised. Wait for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has already been at work, certainly, through the story of the Old Testament, through the life of Jesus. But now there is to be what we might call a step change. You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The word baptize is a very wet word. If a ship sinks, it is baptized. Jesus doesn't just leave us to get on with being church, but he says, we will be baptized, drenched, soaked with the strength and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. We don't do this alone. We are to wait for the Holy Spirit, something we are perhaps not always good at, including in our church life. We want to rush and do. But wait, says Jesus. Waiting reminds us we are not in control. Wait for God's timing. Wait for the Holy Spirit's wisdom. Wait before we act. This is where church starts, in the waiting. And Ascensiontide gives the church a commission. You will be my witnesses, says Jesus. The church begins by being commissioned to point to Jesus, to speak and act for him in a way that shows his mercy, justice, and love. The church is to point to Jesus in our locality, in Jerusalem for the disciples. That isn't always easy among the people we know. The church is to point to Jesus more widely in all Judea and Samaria for the disciples, at a national level for us. And the church is to point to Jesus to the ends of the earth as a worldwide church with a worldwide commission to be witnesses to him in our words and actions. This is where church starts, with a commission to be witnesses. The church also begins with a nudge. Why do you stand looking up at the sky? The two men in white ask the disciples. I think that means, don't just stand there. Put this into action. Start being church until Jesus returns. Be a church that begins with Jesus, a church that begins with waiting for the Holy Spirit, and a church that begins with the commission to be witnesses. Yes, Ascensiontide marks an ending, but it also marks a beginning. And as such, it gives us the basic foundations that should undergird all our discussions together about church.
The In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming together our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed on page 205.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of whom being with the Father, through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, with incarnate by the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, as we join with all Christian people in giving praise for the ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray for the church that he left to continue his work on earth. Faithful to her calling, may she witness to his glory by declaring and practicing his saving love, especially at this time of international crisis. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop, this group of parishes, and following our diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for the Glen Community Church. As your people, may we be giving and loving wherever we are, whatever it costs, for as long as it takes, wherever you call us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, look with favor on the world you have made, which feels strange right now. Keep Gaza, Ukraine, Myanmar, the Horn of Africa, Sudan, Yemen, Iran, and all nations under the shadow of your mercy in this time of natural disaster and conflict. Bless Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, and the government, all peers and members of Parliament, all MLAs. Also, President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Simon Harris, and government, as well as TDs and senators in the Republic. Give them wisdom to make right decisions, courage to fulfill them, and perseverance to continue their efforts to promote the welfare of humanity. And on this Royal Ulster Constabulary George Cross Day, we give thanks for the dedication to duty and remember the sacrifices of the men and women who served in all ranks of the RUC during its long years of service to the people of Northern Ireland. We pray for those who continue to serve the community in the police service of Northern Ireland, the Royal Irish Regiment, and the armed services. Help us, by thought and deed, constantly to encourage them in the faithful discharge of their calling. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live. Help us to put our trust in you and keep us safe. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, especially those who are isolated. Support those who are anxious about family and friends and help them find peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, be close to those who are ill or fearful. We pray for all who are convalescing from illness. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick at home or in hospital. We pray for the bereaved, in particular the family circle of the late Beth Hale. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand. Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, I do not give to you as the world gives. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn, 398, Alleluia, sing to Jesus.
Thank you.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the second communion prayer on page 212. At the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. All glory and honor, thanks and praise be given to you at all times and in all places, Lord, Holy Father, true and living God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is your eternal Word, through whom you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. He has passed beyond our sight, not to abandon us, but to be our hope, that where he is, we might be also and reign with him in glory. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a royal priesthood called to serve you forever. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Merciful Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, and we pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, in obedience to our Savior Christ, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his body and his blood, who in the night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, with this bread and this cup we do as our Savior has commanded. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. We proclaim his perfect sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and we look for his coming to fulfill all things according to your will. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son, and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honor and glory and might are yours forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in. God our Father, you have raised our humanity in Christ and feed us with the bread of heaven. Mercifully grant that, nourished with such spiritual blessings, we may set our hearts to the heavenly places where he now lives and reigns forever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, our exalted King, pour on you his abundant gifts. Make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Tomorrow night, Monday, there will be a meeting of the Select Vestry in the hall at 7:30. On Friday evening, the Larchfield Community Development Association are hosting an event from D-Day to VE Day. That's at 7:30 p.m. in Legacurry Orange Hall. Nigel Henderson of the History Hub, Ulster, will give a talk on soldiers from the Lisburn area who died between the 6th of June 1944 and the 8th of May 1945 in France, Holland, and Germany. All are welcome. There will be a small admission charge and light refreshments will be served. That's a talk from D-Day to VE Day on Friday evening at 7:30 in Legacurry Orange Hall. On Saturday, at 10 o'clock from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., there's a coffee morning in Le Cocri Presbyterian Church, a coffee morning raising funds for the Down Battalion of the Boys Brigade 2025 mission trip to Uganda. And again, all are welcome. Sunday next is the Feast of Pentecost or Whit Sunday. Parish communion at 10 o'clock with light refreshments in support of Christian Aid afterwards in the parochial hall. And the Feast of Pentecost we associate very much with the color red, and certainly the white stole I'm wearing today will be replaced by a red one, and the other bookmarkers and pulpit falls. So there's no compulsion about this, but I would suggest, if you wish, that we include some red item in what we wear next Sunday. Children's Day this year takes place on the third Sunday of the month, Sunday the 15th of June at 10 o'clock. And on Wednesday the 18th of June there will be the Wednesday Club, end of season games and tea party. Booking is required for catering purposes. Please contact Patricia Halliday or Violet Swarbrick. All seniors in the community are welcome, even if you haven't attended previous Wednesday Club gatherings. And the club will then resume in September. But that's end of season games and tea party, Wednesday the 18th of this month. the recessional hymn on the sheet provided. Golden harps are sounding.
To love and serve the Lord.
Amen.